USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Several top Biden administration officials arguing today that the White House-backed social spending package may be a solution to soaring inflation in the country. Brian Deese, director of the White House's National Economic Council on NBC's Meet the Press, admitted inflation is high as he touted the president's economic recovery.
Because of the actions the president has taken, we're now seeing an economic recovery that most people didn't think was possible then. Economic growth in America is outstripping any other developed country, and the unemployment rate has come down to 4.6%. That's about 2 years faster than experts projected.
Nearly 200 countries attending the COP26 climate talks in Scotland agreeing to a global climate deal on Saturday following last-minute changes pushed by China and India that watered down language about use of coal power. Deal comes after weeks of talks. USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The White House is planning a ceremony Monday for President Joe Biden's signing of the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. As USA Radio's Brad Bernards reports, the President's Secretary of Transportation says the bill will define this decade.
Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg said on Friday, the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill is about investments that will define the 2020s.
One thing that's really important to remember is that this is not quite the same as that 2009 bill when the focus really was on what they called the shovel-ready projects, getting those dollars into the economy right away. Here it's about making sure that we do work right away and for the long run. I mean, this is really about investments that will define the 2020s. And so the focus is on shovel-worthy projects.
In an interview with CNN host Jake Tapper, Buttigieg said the focus will sometimes accelerate things that are already underway.
President expected to land on the White House lawn in a helicopter for Monday's ceremony. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The former chief strategist under President Trump, Steve Bannon, expected to turn himself in and appear in court on Monday after being indicted last week by a federal grand jury on two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to testify before the January 6th Select Committee investigating the Capitol riots. Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, on why he did not show up at the committee.
The partisan January 6th Select Committee is not concerned with facts, the law, or executive privilege. It only seeks a narrative to distract from the failing Biden administration. That's according to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Newsmax.
And yet it's been basically their way or the highway, and so they took a very aggressive move today, and sadly, I think what most Americans are seeing this is an attempt to really keep the focus on January 6th and not on their failing Biden administration policy.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A New York judge on Friday dismissed a lawsuit against the former president, and a second suit against him was dropped by the woman who filed it. A judge tossing out a suit filed by Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, seeking nearly $2 million to cover legal expenses. The other lawsuit by former apprentice contestant Summer Zervos was dropped after she accused the former president of groping her and sued him for defamation when he denied those allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.